Welcome back, it's Richard here, and in this episode we're going to look at how educational achievement is influenced by gender. So, many factors impact girls' academic achievement, including internal and external factors, differences in the subject choices that girls take, and gender identity. Now, girls now do generally better than boys in school, and are more likely to continue their education at university. However, it's likely that girls are doing better despite the obstacles placed in their way because of their gender. Many factors impact girls' academic achievement, including internal and external factors, differences in subject choice, and gender identity, as we've just discussed. So some external factors, which are, remember, are the factors that are outside of school. Now, the women's movement and feminism challenge gender stereotypes of women at home as homemakers and mothers, as well as raising awareness of patriarchy and sex discrimination. This is relevant both within and outside the education system. Now, there's also an emphasis on positive role models, such as working mothers, and the growth of employment opportunities for women have also helped raise girls' ambitions and expectations. Now, boys may lack the same ambition as girls because of declining opportunities and the role of the male breadwinner, often referred to as the crisis of masculinity. Now, to recap, girls now do generally better than boys in school, and they're more likely to continue their education at university. And some argue that boys lack the same ambition as girls because of declining opportunities, and the role of the male breadwinner has also declined in its how often it occurs, and that is sometimes referred to as the crisis of masculinity. So remember that many factors impact a girl's academic achievement at school, including internal and external factors, differences in subject choice, and gender identity. And to look a bit more at some internal factors, so that's factors that are affected inside the school. So there's more emphasis on equal opportunities for girls, encouraging them into once male-dominated subject, for example, like science, technology, engineering, and maths. And it also drives to reduce gender stereotyping in the classroom. Now, girls are seen to work harder in schools and be better organised and more motivated than boys. And girls are likely to form pro-school subcultures that encourage peer groups, while boys are more likely to form antisocial school subcultures, emphasising masculinity and laddish behaviour. Girls are generally more mature at an earlier age than boys, which also encourages them to take school more seriously than boys. And girls are seen as more cooperative and better behaved in school, which results in teachers having higher expectations for them, which helps to drive their achievement. Girls also have a tendency to underestimate and downplay their ability, while boys overestimate theirs. Girls tend to read more and discuss their schoolwork more often than boys, developing language and reasoning skills that give them an advantage over boys in their future. Now, to recap that a little bit, so girls are seen generally as more cooperative and better behaved in school, which results in teachers having higher expectations for their achievements. And some of the external factors that affect female education achievement are that there is more emphasis on equal opportunities for girls. Girls are encouraged to go into once male-dominated subjects, like science, technology, engineering, and maths. And there's also drives to reduce gender stereotyping in the classroom. And some argue that some boys lack the same ambition as girls, due to the declining opportunities and roles of the male breadwinner. And this is often referred to as the crisis of masculinity. Girls to stereotype are also often seen as harder working in schools, and better organised and more motivated than boys are. So to look a bit at the subject choice that girls make, so females and males in mainstream schools tend to choose different subjects at GCSE and A level. So females are more likely to choose subjects in the arts and humanities, while boys tend to choose science and technology related subjects. For example, females make up about 70% of all A-level psychology candidates, according to Smith in 2011, while figures are even higher for the sociology subject. Now, at university, the difference is much less pronounced in single-sex schools, so the pattern continues at university. Males are more likely to study physical sciences, maths, engineering and technology, and females are more likely to graduate in the arts and humanities. A study by Francis in 1999 argues that the schooling process reinforces and reproduces gender identities. Fitting in at school often involves adopting gender-appropriate behaviour linked to gender stereotypes. Schools also reinforce gender identities and patriarchal relationships through gendered verbal behaviour. Boys dominating classroom talk, belittling girls' contributions, and the use of terms of sexual abuse for girls. Schools also reinforce gender identities through gendered physical behaviour. Boys and girls often sit in different groups, while the boys dominating the physical space of the classroom, crowding out the girls. Teachers might also have different explanations for boys and girls, viewing boys as naturally boisterous and disruptive, while expecting girls to be more quiet and well-behaved. A range of factors can explain girls' higher academic performance over boys, some from inside the classroom and others from outside. Any explanation must account for both of these. Remember, girls do better in school, but even this performance could be improved if boys didn't tend to dominate and often disrupt classroom, teacher time and marginalise girls in the classroom. And the differences in subject choice might limit girls' future career trajectories. And gender is not the only explanation for the difference in achievement. There's also social class and ethnicity, which are other important factors. So to recap that a little bit, schools reinforce gender identities through gendered physical behaviour. Boys and girls often sit in different groups. It's one of the ways that they do that. And there's also the tendency for boys to dominate the physical space of the classroom, which crowd out girls in their education. And there's also different subject choices taken by boys and girls, and they might limit girls' future career trajectories. Now, to recap the Smith study from 2011, can you remember what percentage of females make up all A-level psychology candidates? If you remember, it's around 70%, and with sociology, it's even higher than that, a higher percentage than that are female candidates. And just to recap, right from the beginning of the session, girls generally do better than boys at school, and they're also more likely to continue their education at university. And the subject choice trends that you need to know are that females tend to pick arts and humanities subjects, and males tend to pick science and technology-related subjects. If this episode has got you in the mood for more revision, then head over to senecalearning.com, where you can revise all of your A-level subjects absolutely free. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, then you will find a link in the bio. But if not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. While you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our revised podcasts, which cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.